Good morning. I think we'll go ahead and begin. I want to welcome you to this session and ask first, is there anyone in the room who is not a Tulane student or the Tulane dean? We'd like to specially welcome the three of you. It's a real pleasure to be here today to give a bit of an overview of the work that Tulane School of Public Health has been doing in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in the area of family planning. We have a bit of a change on the program. Our colleague, Dr. Arsène Binanga, was not able to travel here, and so we've shifted around the roles a little, and I have the pleasure of giving the overview or the context of this program. And since I'm the moderator, I'm supposed to read who I am, which will require glasses. Here I am. I am the chair of the Department of Global Health Systems and Development at the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. My professional interests focus largely on program evaluation and behavior change communication in the areas of international family planning and HIV. For those of you who are less familiar with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, it is located in Central Africa. Kinshasa, the capital city, has an approximately 10 million people in it, sprawled over an area almost the size of the state of Rhode Island. The map on the right shows the health zones, of which there are 35. The central part of the city is here in Gombe, and the other 34 zones cluster on the outside. I have no conflict of interest, no financial conflict of interest, etc. So just to give you a bit of a background on the fertility status of the country, as of the 2007 DHS, when this project, those were the data available when we started this project, Kinshasa had a total fertility rate of 3.7, although countrywide the fertility rate was 6.3, the total fertility rate, and it has now alarmingly gone up to 6.6 as of the latest DHS. In terms of contraceptive prevalence, most of us in this field look to modern methods and what is the prevalence of modern methods. As of 2007, it was only 6% countrywide and 14% in Kinshasa. If you compare this to Latin America, region-wide in Latin America, contraceptive prevalence is at 67%. So this really puts in perspective what it means for a country to be at 8% modern contraceptive use. Unmet need ranging about 1 in 4 women who don't want a pregnancy in the next 2 years or ever, but are not using a contraceptive method. When we started these activities, and we were fortunate enough to have a seed grant from the Gates Foundation for this, it was really to try to understand what I can call the black box of family planning. When we began in 2011, the National Program for Reproductive Health, under which family planning lies, had very little leadership, didn't have much financial backing, and there, you could not go anywhere to get a central listing of who gives family planning, what's available, or much of anything about the delivery of family planning services, either in the capital city of Kinshasa or in the country as a whole. There were several partners already in business there, the IPPF affiliate, ABEF, PSI, DKT more recently came on board, several faith-based organizations, all of them doing very diligent work, each in their isolated corner, with no one asking the big question, what is contraceptive access and what is contraceptive prevalence? How can we collectively make a difference? So in response to this, we decided that our first move would be to conduct a facility-based survey of all of Kinshasa, which we would try to track down every family planning source available. This was both health structures as well as pharmacies. How many were they? Where were they located? who supported them, since most facilities have some kind of external support if they function at all? What methods were available? And did the sites have trained personnel? Did they have an information system? Trying to get some sense of what was family planning in Kinshasa. We started there knowing that eventually we would move on from there, but feeling that it was important to have a good handle on Kinshasa, given that it represents 14% of the entire population of the DRC. In January to March 2012, we conducted our first facility-based survey at trying to seek out every hospital, health center, and clinic providing family planning, and although we don't highlight it in this presentation, and every pharmacy in the city. We obtained lists from the National Program on Reproductive Health, from some of these family planning organizations that were giving service, and then we went to the local health authorities in each health zone to try to get their lists of who they thought were providing services. The interviewers were then trained to do a paper-based survey. And what we found out from this survey in 2012, we were able to visit 226 health centers, health facilities, of which 184 claimed to be giving family planning services. This was a very simple questionnaire. We wanted to have the universe of sites, but a few data on each of them. We found out that approximately 60% of these sites that did report to give family planning had at least three methods in store that day. A little over half had one staff person trained, and about two-thirds had a basic information system, which simply was to say some kind of register for the amount of contraceptives distributed. We established a bit of a gimmicky measure here, which nonetheless had great use in a programmatic sense. We had our three-star system, which is to say a site was considered three stars if it had at least three contraceptive methods available, at least one person trained in family planning in the past 3 years, and this basic information system. And by it, we mean something as simply as this registry book. Our results here are the ones, as we showed on the previous slide, so I won't further explain these. What was most interesting about this very simple survey was the amount of traction we got from this survey in terms of setting up for additional action. As I mentioned previously, these few family planning organizations were each working in their own corner without much coordination. In December 2012, a few months after we had our survey data, we worked with the National Program for Reproductive Health to establish what we're calling the Kinshasa Family Planning Coalition. It was led by the national program with support from Tulane. And basically what we did was to get together the 10 or so organizations we were able to determine delivered some kind of family planning services, as well as the four donors that were then giving support to family planning in Kinshasa. We, at our first meeting, established that we were going to work collectively together to increase the availability of contraceptives in Kinshasa. And we knew from our data, that in terms of three stars, that is to say, having all three of these characteristics, as of 2012, 44% of the sites had those three characteristics. We set this ambitious stretch goal that within 12 months, we would increase that from 44% to 80% of sites having a three-star rating. Our intervention was simply to have quarterly meetings of these partners who previously were working in their isolated corners. Each meeting touched on one of our stars. One talked about, did they have sufficient contraceptives? Was it going to be difficult for them to be able to deliver on that criterion? Did they have at least one person trained? If not, what were they going to do about it? And the basic information system. I call this one of the lowest cost interventions I've been involved in. While it did cost some money to do the survey, actually convening this group cost us, I think, a total of $600 based on soft drinks, peanuts, samosas, and a few other things. So this was not a, a costly intervention. But in the end, it did prove to be very useful, and I'll jump ahead only to say that when we go back to Kinshasa in 3 weeks for our National Family Planning Conference, one of our agenda items is to replicate this model in the 12 other provinces. So did anything change? And for this, I'm going to turn to my colleague, Dr. Saleh Babazadeh. And before I turn it over to him, I will introduce you. Saleh received his MD in 2006 from Mashhad University in Iran. He subsequently received his MPH in 2009 from the same university. He worked from 2009 to 2013 as an M&E medical officer for the Global Fund on a TB project, and then came to Tulane. He is currently in his first year of the doctoral program in GHSD, and he had the fate of falling in with this lot of people that are working on family planning in the DRC.